Before she uncovered the ceremonial first shovelful of dirt for the store that will open next summer, Tampa Mayor Pam Iorio said that it would give her city an economic boost.
This was once a brownfield site. This was an old industrial site that was a bit of an eyesore along the Adamo Corridor. And now it's going to be something far different.
One, two, three.
The Ybor City IKEA will be their third store in Florida and their 37th in the U.S. Members of Tampa's City Council also took part in the ceremonial groundbreaking, including Council Chair Thomas Scott.
We're talking about 400 jobs. We're talking about economic development in now a downturn economy, which for us is great. This is a great opportunity for IKEA. It's an excellent opportunity for this community and Ybor City.
The company distributed 191 million copies of its catalog last year. IKEA's real estate manager, Michael Meyer, described what the 29-acre site would be like after its construction is completed.
IKEA Tampa will have a showroom of approximately 50 fully decorated room settings, 3 model home interiors, and many display areas featuring the unique IKEA furniture offering, a marketplace full of accessories for the home, a self-service warehouse where customers can load their carts with flat-packed furniture ready to take home the same day, and a Swedish food market where customers can purchase Swedish candies, cookies, crackers, cheeses, and yes, even frozen meatballs to take home.
Joseph Roth is the director of public affairs for IKEA. He said there were no plans yet to put photovoltaic solar panels on the roof of the store, but it incorporated other green design elements.
All IKEA stores have a variety of environmentally responsible design elements, such as skylights in the warehouse, environmentally responsible and energy efficient water usage, air conditioning and ventilation systems, lighting, and of course, all the paints we use are non-volatile organic compounds.
Late last year, Tampa City Council member Linda Salcena sent a letter to IKEA saying that the site plan should be more environmentally friendly. Salcena threatened to embarrass IKEA by posting video of the site on YouTube, but she has since apologized. WMNF asked Mayor Iorio about how to ensure that IKEA runs an environmentally sustainable business.
They actually are a very environmentally friendly company. I know there was a little bit of an issue raised about their site plan, but the site plan is minor compared to the environmentally friendly stances that this company takes. They are known also as one of the top employers in the world in terms of the way in which they treat their employees. So I'm very pleased with IKEA's green credentials, and I really think the issue about the site plan was very minor.
The IKEA store, located between Adamo Drive and the Crosstown Expressway east of 22nd Street in Ybor City, will open next summer. For WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.